All right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I'm going to be covering The War Is Way, Soldier's Soul, the item number 3 or quatrain 3 or however you want to refer to it. What I'm trying to tell you here, and I'm going to read the first sentence to you, and then I'm going to, you know, read the explanation, and then at the end, add in some additional insight.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
When in the company of killers, it pays to have thick skin. All right, when you are in the service, you will live, eat shit, hang out with men who are trained to close with and kill capture enemy personnel and or equipment. So they are in effect killers and destroyers, thus joking or fighting with them should be avoided. Joking with them has to be handled in a delicate way. They will joke back, and you had best have thick skin. You give as good as you get, and don't hesitate about it, and you will be just fine. Once you become a member of a company of soldiers, no subject or weakness is off limits. It is common for soldiers to viciously attack each other's mothers, wives, even children, to try to get under the skin of their intended targets. After you mentally adjust to this brutal, vicious ribbing, nothing will ever bother you again. I've seen far too many soldiers who could not make this adjustment mentally break and shut down. Those men are usually quickly moved along and or discharged from the service. This phenomenon is called failure to adapt. Keep in mind, my experience with the Army is one from the viewpoint of a combat soldier, not an admin or non-combat job type soldier. I am sure they have their own world and viewpoint, but I've had no use for it as a young man. Once you have developed your thick skin over time and you are mentally armored up, you will come to realize that was all for naught. You will, after time, come to understand that no one can dictate how you feel except you. If you don't care what is said or who says it about you, the thick skin is pointless. I must admit that the stories involved in this development are hilarious, and I do think on them when I'm in need of a good chuckle. Upon further reflection, pride and or stubbornness was the main motivation for the need of thick skin in the first place. I find it funny now, when I think back on it, how much pride can fit in a thimble. Short answer, none. Once I came to realize this, things became much easier. All right, what I'm trying to talk about here in this portion of the book is simply this. Young men are ruled by pride, arrogance, and various other, you know, minor, I would say not minor, but, you know, other issues. I won't say they're mental defects because they're not. They're just, it's just how we develop. And in the beginning, when you're viciously, you know, being attacked and screwed with, you're going to have a lot of issues with anger, dare I say hatred. Those are negative emotions which cause, vicious outcomes from time to time. All right, now as you age and mature, and as you get used to developing this thick skin, you come to realize once you no longer care what they say about you or what they think about you, their opinion means absolutely nothing. You don't even need the thick skin to begin with. But unfortunately, it's really hard to teach the young men out there this crucial lesson. All right. Just think of all of the mental energy, heartache, and what other waste took place while you're developing that thick skin. All the hurt feelings, all the butthurt reports, all that bull crap. And once you make that mental adjustment up here, you literally are throwing off the yoke of slavery. And for all of the men out there that watch my show, have heard me say this hundreds of times, if you care what people think about you, you will forever be their slave. Don't be that guy.